I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The Winter Games in Vancouver draw to a close on Sunday. Next up is London, the host of the Summer Olympics in 2012. The city won the Games in part by promising to transform London's blighted East End neighborhoods, but those Olympic pledges are now faltering in the face of the country's continuing financial woes. The World's Laura Lynch has this report.
The new purpose-built Olympic Park is just 6 kilometers from central London.
London's winning bid was slick, ambitious, and full of lofty promises.
Today, in Britain's fourth bid in recent years, we offer London's vision of inspiration and of legacy.
The legacy isn't just about sports. It's also supposed to lead to a makeover for some of the most deprived neighbourhoods in London. The physical metamorphosis is underway in East London. There are building cranes and shells of sports venues spread across a huge construction zone. And right here, the future athletes' village.
These are like 300 flats here. And this block here, this first block, that's 300 flats there. And then you've got like flats over the back, and these ones are going to be flats over there as well.
Thanks very much. Right beside all this mess sits the nearly 200-year-old railway tavern. This lunchtime, it's full of tourists visiting the building site. Owner Tom Dooley is already loving his Olympic experience.
It'll be very good for the area. You can see the building, the works are going on. And it's going to be very good for the East End of London. And plus, it's good for business.
Olympic host cities have promised change for poor neighbourhoods before. Take Atlanta in 1996. Gavin Poynter of the University of East London has studied the history of Olympic bids. He says London should learn from Atlanta, where he says the promises fell short.
Many of the social dimensions that Atlanta sought to achieve, particularly the redevelopment of the inner city for black and Hispanic people, that redevelopment still served commercial rather than social interests.
And Poynter says there are worrying signs for London's ambitious goals.
Can these promises then be delivered? And of course, within a tight financial context of post-credit crunch and recession, the issues remain as to whether the development of East London will be facilitating a true kind of social transformation in the way that the planners wish.
A recent report prepared by city councillors warns that without proper funding and clear rules for builders and developers, the dreams for East London will be dashed. Dee Ducey chairs the committee that wrote the report.
Too few of the jobs have gone to local people. Only 4% of the workforce are people who were previously unemployed from the local area. No guarantee that the housing will go to locals rather than wealthy newcomers to the area. And the risks that many of the Olympic venues could become white elephants.
Across from the construction site, this local man is already fuming at what he sees as a waste.
Of the amount of money they're spending over this, ridiculous. You could have spent that money on a couple of estates in Hackney, in and around London, and saw that people's lives for the longevity. Not just for how many weeks of Olympics. You spend that amount of money, that amount of lack of investment around here, but you spend that amount of money for entertainment. It's a joke. So that's how much you consider me. Yeah, but yet so you can spend 800 to £1 billion just across the road, and I'm supposed to be happy about it.
Actually, the price tag is many more billions than that. East London and its residents have struggled under the weight of poverty and crime for a century. The Olympics on their doorstep may be a cause for celebration, but the pledges of greater prosperity after the party is over may disappear under the weight of Olympic debt. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.